Secretary of State Colin Powell is downplaying the significance of North Korea's test firing of a short-range missile. He described the incident as fairly innocuous. The timing of the missile launch was no coincidence, though. It took place only hours before South Korea inaugurated a new president. No Moo-hyun says he will use engagement, not confrontation, to convince North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. From Seoul, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
No Moo-hyun was sworn in as South Korea's ninth president amid plenty of pomp and circumstance. It was surely a heady experience for a man who never went to college, has hardly traveled abroad, and at age 56 is South Korea's youngest president. But if No Moo-hyun was expecting a long honeymoon period, he was sadly mistaken. The honeymoon ended before it even began. Hours before the ceremony, North Korea had fired a short-range missile, rattling nerves throughout the region. Stock markets in Tokyo and Seoul plunged. The South Korean military went on alert. The new South Korean leader made no mention of the missile launch during his inauguration speech, but he did condemn North Korea's nuclear weapons program, saying it posed a grave threat to world peace.
The North Korea's nuclear development can never be condoned. Pyongyang must abandon nuclear development. If it renounces its nuclear development program, us, an international community, will offer many things that it wants. It is up to Pyongyang whether to go ahead and obtain nuclear weapons or to get guarantees for the security of its regime and international economic support.
President No has also vowed to create what he calls a more equitable relationship with the U.S. During the election campaign, he said he would not kowtow to the U.S. and questioned the need for the 37,000 American soldiers based in South Korea. He has since softened his language and now says he fully supports the military alliance with the U.S. But when it comes to the question of how to deal with North Korea, President No and the Bush administration remain far apart. President Bush wants to leave the military option on the table. President No does not. President Bush wants to isolate North Korea. President No favors engagement and economic incentives. Chung-in Lee, a professor at Seoul's Yonsei University, says these different approaches are bound to create friction.
There will be tension between Seoul and Washington in how best to deal with one of the most important proliferators in the world community today. And having said that, the Bush administration has no choice but to work with Mr. No, but there will be a lot of tension both on surface and below.
Today, at least, the tension was well below the surface. Secretary of State Colin Powell met briefly with the new South Korean leader, and later at a news conference, Powell said the U.S. would heed President No's concerns about the U.S. troop presence in his country.
There's no reason why we shouldn't constantly review with our South Koreans and friends in the closest coordination and full cooperation and transparency, how we could be better guests here in South Korea and what kind of footprint we should have in the country.
North Korea, meanwhile, seems determined to create a crisis atmosphere. Hours after the missile launch, it accused the U.S. of dispatching spy planes into its airspace. North Korea claims the U.S. is planning a premeditated attack. But Secretary of State Colin Powell insists that is simply not true. The U.S. has no plans to invade North Korea. He says there are no armies on the march. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.